This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashok Ojha. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah released the party's manifesto Sankalp Patra for Jharkhand Assembly elections in Ranchi today. Addressing on this occasion, Mr. Shah said if BJP is voted to power, Uniform Civil Code UCC will be implemented in Jharkhand, but tribals will be out of purview of UCC. He said rules will be framed to check Bangladeshi infiltration from Santhal Pargana areas as it has changed the demography of the state. Mr. Shah said infiltrators have snatched land from tribals after marrying tribal women. Union Home Minister said after making law, land of tribals will be returned with retrospective effect. Mr. Shah said each woman in the state will be given 2,100 rupees per month under the GoGo DD Yojana. All families will be provided an LPG cylinder at a cost of 500 rupees and two free cylinders will be given on the occasion of Deepavali and Raksha Bandhan. Unemployed graduate and postgraduate youths will receive 2,000 rupees per month for 2 years. He said 5 lakh employment opportunities will be provided within 5 years. 2,87,000 vacant government posts will be filled up in a timely manner. In Maharashtra, 7,066 nominations have been found valid after scrutiny for 288 assembly constituencies in the state. According to reports, around 36 candidates from the Mahayuti and 26 candidates from the Mahavikas Agadi have turned rebel. Leaders of both the alliances are trying to pacify these rebels to withdraw their nominations till tomorrow, which is the last day of withdrawal. Voting will be held on 20th of this month and counting of votes will take place on 23rd November. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a 6-day visit to Australia and Singapore from today. During the visit, he will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's 4th consulate in Australia. Dr. Jaishankar will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong in Canberra. He will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the 2nd Raisina Down Under to be held in the Australian Parliament House. On the second leg of the visit, the External Affairs Minister will travel to Singapore to address the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN, India Network of Think Tanks, on 8th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Duma Boko on being elected as the President of Botswana. In his message, Mr. Modi said he looks forward to working closely with him to further strengthen India-Botswana bilateral ties. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India's Atmanirbhar drive is yielding the desired results and the country is poised to reach 50,000 crore rupees in defence exports by 2029-30. Addressing the 65th Foundation Day celebrations at the IIT Kanpur yesterday, he called upon the Indian youth to indigenously develop high-end technologies which the country imports to realize Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Vikasit Bharat. In Chhattisgarh, two police constables were injured in a Maoist attack in Sukma district today. Maoists attacked these jawans when they were on duty at the weekly market in Jagargunda town. Search operations in the area have been increased. The festival of Bhai Dooj is being celebrated today, celebrated 2 days after Diwali. The day marks the end of the 5-day-long festivities. It is known by different names in various parts of the country, like Bhai Phota, Bhau Bij, Bhai Tika or Yama Dwitiya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to all the countrymen on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his wish that this auspicious festival would deepen the affection between brothers and sisters. In cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 25 runs in the third and last test match of the 3-test match series between India and New Zealand at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Chasing a victory target of 147 runs to win, India were all out for 121. In their second innings. And that's the end of News Bulletin.